Alright guys, hello, welcome back to another episode of the Crow Crew, your daily Brawl Stars podcast. I'm just switching that back in the episode, let's get right into it. And yeah, not much to go over. I haven't made much progress in the main account. Mainly because the aforementioned speedrunning tournament was expanded to one day, so that didn't help much either. And so yeah, there were long runs too. Like, if they were normal runs, sure, I would have played out some games, but they were 1,000 trophy runs, or otherwise known as Brock percent runs. So it wasn't the most feasible to, I wouldn't say it wasn't the most feasible to play a game, but, it was, you know, just kind of, I've already played enough Brawl Stars, fingers are beat up, and yeah, we didn't do good either. We didn't. I think we were placed fourth. Top three got cash prizes. Our second, second round was actually on pace to shatter the record, but unfortunately, that did not end up turning out well. It's just because it ended up. Because above 100 trophies, you actually end up facing real players instead of bots, so it's once you reach that trophy count, obviously it's a lot harder to play, because bots still just rush mid all the time. You can just spam a lot of times. They won't even fight back, but real players, that's a problem. Because they're unpredictable, they fight back. Yeah, I'm gonna stop talking about matters you are probably uninterested in, because that's boring to you guys, I'm sure. Not to me, but let's get into it. Trophy reset was today, unfortunately. I wasn't paying a lot of attention to my main account, so I probably lost a couple brawlers pretty close to, their trophy reset gaps, whatever. 22,259 trophies. I'm gonna go through the reset in a minute. In the shop, we have the Buy May offer, 40 gems, 1,000 coins, 2 mega boxes for 5 US dollars, and the Hello June offer, 170 gems, 6,000 coins, and 7 mega boxes. None of these are really worth it for your gems. Oh, my computer has Discord on. Yeah, I'm gonna mute that. Because 40 gems can almost be bought for $2. You can buy 60 gems for $4, so it's not the most worth it. And Hello June offer, 170 gems, 6,000 coins, 7 mega boxes. You can get 170 gems for $10, so neither of those are really worth it, in my opinion. The main reason I would buy these would be for the gems, for Brawl Passes, obviously, which is probably why they've reduced these costs a bit, or reduced the gems a bit, and unfortunately, they have removed those. And yeah, you can also get 3 Mega Boxes for 119 gems, El Rey Primo for 79, DJ Frank for 39, Rogue Mortis for 89... Oh yeah, I didn't notice this. Archvillain B is coming in 3 days and 4 hours. We've been wanting this skin for a long time. It's exciting to see it finally come. Bounty map for today. Hideout. Essentially, mini Snake Prairie, but with some weird walls and or straight line walls and teleporters in the corners. Nothing too exciting there, unfortunately. But that's, I feel like that's been map maker for the last while. Nothing too exciting. Am I right? So yeah, let's go over the trophy reset. Bull, as usual, I'm gonna only go things 574 or above. Terra 574, Pam 574. Or I'm going to just say 575 and 600. B600, Nanny 600, Luz 575, Jesse 600, Frank 700, Edgar 625, Bo 575, Colt 775, Poco 575, Carl 625, 8-bit 745 or 750, and M625 for a total of 2100. That almost puts me at 10,000 star points. It's rather annoying. And I've got to catch up on my power leak. I'll probably do some sort of stream tomorrow because I'm only at 43 games and season ends in a little over 2 weeks. So probably like do 10 games today or tomorrow, 10 games the day after, so on. So yeah, 10 games, probably like an hour. So maybe, we'll see. Just random, but a lot of people in Masters now. Whatever the last one is. Legendary, I think the last one is. I don't know. Kind of the 100 Power League matches a day is not really well. Maybe in the summer, find more motivation, but I tend to have more, motivation to play, games when I'm bored in areas and stuff. Let me check on the time of this episode. I can find something else to ramble about. Yeah, Power League. Is 100 games too much? I'm not really sure. I'm entirely sure on that one. I'm gonna go with a no. Honestly, just because it's meant for players who are really dedicated. And yeah, but for a Power League, I feel like 100 games... one thing I just noticed about the bounty map. It spawns you upside down. Where was I? Power League, like, 100 games, it feels just weird. Like, it's a lot of games, like 20 hours. I get you can do two a day, but like I'd rather focus on trophies and stuff. It's kind of tantalizing that they have to do that to me with that exclusive skin, especially when it's so good, so much better than last season. Last season skins was pretty cool. I just already had a really good penny skin, in my opinion. Actually, a couple. I think I have Dark Bunny Penny, and I have Little Helper Penny. So, not really the best skin for me. So, I got the purchase option. I did not get the I did not pick up the skin, but it's cool to have in the future. Because I definitely think Supercell's gonna have to ramp up Star Point production eventually. I get a lot of people are sitting on max star points, but that's like 1% of people. I mean, people like me are nowhere near close. I mean, to be fair, I also don't do the most pushing. Again, maybe I can hopefully ramp that up this summer. But, it's just... Not fun. I mean, like, I like competitive game modes, but Power League, it's like, when you're considering minute for matchmaking and brawler selection, when you're considering, let's see, what else are you considering? You're considering, what sort? You're considering the three games, especially if, like, Brawl Ball goes into overtime, or... Gym Grab is a back and forth battle, or any other scenario that would result in your game being longer, such as heist takes forever, or you tie. Getting a tie is like the worst because this is what happens in a normal game anyways, but the last 2 minutes you just spend. Two could even be, or probably 2.5, 3.5 if you're playing Brawl Ball, which is obviously the most likely thing to tie in. Power League is just annoying in that way. Who wants to spend 10 minutes of your life, 15 minutes of your life, just for one game, 1% of an exclusive skin. But yeah, I do have a really long car ride coming up, I suppose, in Philmont. But I'm going to Philmont soon, but that's like the day before the season resets. So it's like, do I even want to wait that long? Just because what if I get screwed over? What if I decide not to do that? What if I decide I want to push trophies instead? What if I leave too many games for then and I'm not able to finish it all? So yeah, it's just like a cycle. Like, I want to leave time, but I know I'm also going to probably spend a lot of time on YouTube then and all that jazz. So the thing is, it's really frustrating me, like, the amount of patience, dedication goes into it. Like, I think OJ spent 20 hours on streams for it. I'm sure that's not counting off-camera time. So yeah, I'll try to like ramp up, because like 5 games a day, even that, it's like 30 minutes. 5 games a day would get me finished in 10 days. So yeah, hopefully I can do that, save time for them for trophy pushing and other stuff. I'm gonna wrap this up. Discord's in the description, club's in the description. Question out. See ya.
Don't mess with my crew.